Welcome to another edition of Texans Talk. I'm Mark Lane, and it is so nice that the interminable offseason is over, and that we finally have some football to look forward to. And I'm not talking about Eagles, Falcons. I'm talking about Texans and Patriots. We still have to wait until 12 o'clock Central Time Sunday for the Houston Texans season to kick off, but still, it's nice that it's around the corner. It's nice that it's week one, even if it is against a somewhat formidable opponent. What do I mean by somewhat? I shouldn't even say somewhat. The Patriots are formidable. Look at this. They're 9-1 against the Houston Texans all time. Where'd that one win come from? Well, it came from January the 3rd, 2010, when the Patriots came down to then Reliant Stadium and they played Houston in the season finale of the 09 season. Matt Schaub was the quarterback, and the Texans, they were looking for their first winning season under head coach Gary Kubiak, and it was also going to be the first winning season in franchise history. So the Patriots pull their starters midway through the second quarter, and then instead of Tom Brady at quarterback, you have future Texans quarterback Brian Hoyer come in, and that's how you have the Texans win 34-27. Now, hey, it is the New England Patriots. It's a Bill Belichick coach team, so it wasn't an easy victory by any means. But in terms of how consequential it was to the Patriots' overall playoff goals, not so much, which is why Brian Hoyer comes in for Tom Brady. Of course, the Patriots would then go on and lose at home in the wild card round to the Baltimore Ravens, so who knows, maybe they should have gutted it out. But with Tom Brady having blown out his ACL in week one the previous season, and so that was his ACL year, they wanted to just make sure that everybody was fresh and ready to go for the playoff push. Didn't happen, and that's what happened to the Patriots. And the next season, the Houston Texans, I believe they regressed to 6-10. I could be wrong about that, but that winning season, getting to that 9-7 mark, was in a lot of ways it portended the potential of the Houston Texans. And then you saw 2 years later they win the AFC South. So now it's kind of in a similar situation where weeks 2 through 8 last season, Deshaun Watson led the Texans to the most points per game in the NFL in that span with 34.7 points. And I did the calculations on it. I'm right. It's 34.7 points. When you go from weeks 2 to weeks 8, week 2 to week 8 of the 2017 season, 34.7. All right. So that's what we saw out of the Texans offense. Will we see something like that in 2018? Sure we will. The deal is they're going up against the New England Patriots, who, you know, by the way, have this defensive guru for a head coach. Like, he's like a defensive demigod in terms of his coaching talents and where he comes from. That's Bill Belichick. So, yeah, you had Deshaun Watson as a rookie. Now, mind you, he didn't even have Will Fuller out there. That's what's really impressive about all of this. Not that, you know, I think Fuller needs Watson more than Watson needs Fuller, but still, nonetheless, he didn't have the full firepower out there. Yet you see Deshaun Watson in that game throw for 301 yards against the New England Patriots. Now, that is a big deal because those were the six most thrown yards against the New England Patriots that season, and they were the most that a rookie quarterback has ever thrown against the Patriots since Bill Belichick took over in 2000. Yeah, Deshaun Watson in Gillette Stadium, 301 yards. So And then he had a passer rating of 90.6. That's the third best passer rating for a rookie quarterback against the Patriots defense on the road. So that means in whether it's the old Foxborough Stadium or now Gillette Stadium in the Belichick era. Deshaun Watson, third best, 90.6 passer rating. So having said all of that, the question becomes whether or not Watson is going to have a sophomore slump. Quarterbacks coach Sean Ryan on Thursday said that he doesn't think that Watson is going to have a sophomore slump. You have the DeAndre Hopkins, the all-pro receiver, says that Watson is not going to have, he doesn't anticipate a sophomore slump because of the work that he has put in this offseason, both in rehab and also in the film room. You know, it's this champion's mentality that Deshaun Watson has that he brings to the city of Houston that gets everybody so excited, and why you see somebody like Russell Baxter, the pro football guru. I think he did it on Fansided. He wrote the 32 best, was it most loved quarterbacks or something to that extent in the 32 teams. And Deshaun Watson, he was the Houston Texans. That's crazy that some guy that has only played seven games, let's think about it, only played seven games, is able to capture the heart of a city like that. But it is because of, you see guys like J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins and these team leaders who accepted him as one of their own, didn't treat him just like a rookie back in 2017. And then you have Hopkins talking about, and even Bill O'Brien talks about it, about how much work that Watson puts in the facility. He could have gone anywhere in the offseason. Instead, he stayed in Houston, and that's where he wants to take Houston, is beyond their 4-12 record last year, beyond having a seat on the couch for the playoffs. Watson wants to take them to the playoffs. So, is he going to have a sophomore slump is the whole question. The work that he's putting in indicates that perhaps not. Now, it is the NFL. You have the quality control coaches and defensive coordinators that watch that film all year round to try to figure out Watson's weaknesses. So we will have to see how he responds to that. But I think that against the New England Patriots, what Watson had, I think the number one thing that Watson can do against the New England Patriots is he can protect the football. He can just let this defense keep the game close and try to get some turnovers and put the Texans in the plus side of the turnover ratio. That's what he can do that can help out. Because if he's able to do that, then you're going to keep the game close. And by keeping the game close, then, you know, that's your best shot for coming away with a victory in Gillette Stadium. By the way, never has Bill Belichick lost consecutive opening days at home. So you talk about a tall task. That's certainly what the Texans have in front of them. Yeah, look at this here. Two interceptions that Watson threw. So Houston had two turnovers, and the Patriots, they had a turnover. Of course, Jadeveon Clowney's 22-yard fumble recovery return for a touchdown. But see, if Watson can protect the football in this upcoming matchup with the Patriots, then let's say you take one of those interceptions away. Well, then that might help in terms of field position or take away, points off turnovers for the Patriots, and then now you're in command of the game. So that's what Watson has to do. And there is some concern about that with his ability to protect the football. Go back to the dress rehearsal against the Los Angeles Rams in the LA Coliseum. He rolls out, escaping a sack, and to avoid Ndamukong Suh, plow him, he heaves this deep ball for Bruce Ellington that gets picked off. It's like, what are you doing? But Watson explained that he did that because he was testing to see, you know, to try to figure out where the boundaries were in terms of what was acceptable, what he could get away with in terms of improvising. So you have to, I think that you have to trust that Watson in a regular season game is not going to roll out to his right and just heave up some deep ball with a pass rusher coming in his face. Because if he does that against the New England Patriots, they will make you pay for it. And let's not forget that Watson, he had those interceptions against the Patriots. I believe it was it in the fourth quarter? Or was it in the, yeah, it was in the third quarter he had those interceptions. And, nah, I'm wrong. It wasn't in the third quarter. But the fact of the matter is he had those two interceptions. And if he can get away, if he can protect the football against New England, that'll, I think that will help. You know what will also help against New England? How about Bill O'Brien actually being liberal in his play calling and not tensing up and going conservative? I think that would help as well. That's what happened. This is what I don't understand about last year with Bill O'Brien and in that particular circumstance. The guy coached with the New England Patriots, right? I think it was from 07 to definitely 2011 when at the end of the 11 season he takes the job with Penn State. Then comes Josh McDaniels in January 2012, right at the beginning of their playoff run. He comes from the Rams, takes over in that offensive coordinator role for the Patriots. He comes back to that in January 2012 ahead of the playoff run. So then Bill O'Brien, like I said, how many years did he spend there? Since I believe it was 2006 that he spends at the New England Patriots, and he doesn't, and I mean, he goes conservative on a third and one with 2:34, so the two-minute warning, Patriots have all three timeouts. He goes conservative, number one, and then goes on a, he goes conservative and has Lamar Miller run up the middle for no gain, with no offensive line, by the way, that we knew about going. I mean, if you thought the 2018 Houston Texans didn't have an offensive line, which I think they do just a little bit, then you should see the 17 Texans offensive line, because they really didn't have one. And so Lamar Miller goes up the gut for 1 yard. I mean, actually for no gain on a third and one. Then he sends Fairbairn out there for a 36-yard field goal. And hooray, they're, how much were they ahead by that point? They take a 33-28 lead. They were, so they were ahead 30-28 at this juncture in the game where the Patriots have all three timeouts and the two-minute warning. Hey, I mean, you're down that close. But that's what I'm saying is it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take Bill O'Brien getting out of his conservative comfort zone in order for, I think, the Texans to really take it over the top and come away with a victory at Gillette Stadium. And he can afford to do it now because he's got Deshaun Watson. Let's say Deshaun Watson in that circumstance. Third and one at the New England 18-yard line. I mean, you could roll. There's so many possibilities of what could have happened on a third and one other than the standard Lamar Miller up the gut for nothing. And that's what I'm talking about. If Bill O'Brien can get away from that in the way he calls this Patriots game in these critical points. Now, I'm not saying, hey, oh, yeah, let's second and 10. Not second and 10, but, you know, third and 10 early in the second quarter. Hey, you know, let's go ahead and heave one. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking in these particular circumstances, it's going to take a little riverboat gambler, I think, out of O'Brien in order to defeat the Patriots. And that's where it comes down to. Those are the keys to the game right there. O'Brien has got to he can't afford to be conservative late in a game like this, especially when he knows what Tom Brady's going to do on the other side. Number two, Deshaun Watson has to protect the football. Just give his defense a chance, you know, to add to the turnover differential. Don't be a part of the turnover differential. Take yourself out of that equation. So that's number two. And the other key to the game, I don't think I have another key to the game. I think that is the game, is if those things can happen. Now, of course, the Texans' defense, I mean, they, you talk about advantageous. Who's on the injury report for the Texans' defense? So you have Kevin Johnson with the concussion. He's there on the, they put him on the injury report, but he's full participation. He's cleared. He can play. No one, Whitney Mercilus, he has limited participation with the hamstring. You got Kayvon Webster with the Achilles, but he was already coming off of that anyway. It was like a known factor, so he wasn't someone that they were counting on. But in terms of like J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Tyrann Mathieu, Bernardrick McKinney, DJ Reader, when you look at the key contributors on this Texans defense, you look at the starters. I mean, aside from Whitney Mercilus being limited participation with the hamstring, everyone's ready to go. Everyone, you're going to have 1 through 11 that you wanted on defense going up against the Patriots. Meanwhile, the Patriots won't have Julian Edelman for this game because he's on the 4-game suspension. So things just look like they could really go the Texans' way in Foxborough. And I'm not, you know, I still think that with a combination of experience with Bill Belichick, with Tom Brady, with it being such a hostile environment. And it's not really hostile in terms of fans. It's just of what you have to overcome mentally and the mystique there. I don't think that the Texans, they'll come away with it. So my prediction, we got to write the thing for that'll come out on Saturday. So I don't want to say a specific score. I will just say, I'll leave the specific score for then. For now, I will say that the Patriots come away with a victory. And, you know, if I'm wrong, you can shout me down at The Real Mark Lane on Twitter. So what we're going to get to now is the great Cole Thompson was inside the Texans locker room, and he had a chance to talk with someone on that injury list. And we're talking about none other than Kiki Cutie, the fourth-round receiver out of Texas Tech. He's limited with a hamstring, but, you know, where he's expected to play Sunday. So Cole Thompson talks with Kiki Cutie right here on Texans Talk.
Kiki Cutie, coming over from, you know, coming over from Texas Tech, what's some things you've seen just from the college level to the NFL level?
Just that everybody's on the same level. You know, college, you know, it's a difference. You know, guys, some guys are better, some guys are way better, but here, you know, everybody's the same. You know, everybody's competing for the same thing. You know, just the game is way faster as well. So, something I picked up on really fast.
It's been a while since you played in a game, actual game. Mm-hmm. How much is, you think, Sundays just really big for you just because, you know, you had to miss some time?
Right, yeah, I missed some time, you know, just staying better, getting better. That's what I'm doing every day.
Is it frustrating, missing time, and not being able to go out there?
Yeah, you know, it's very frustrating, you know, just not to be out there. But, you know, you just got to take the process head on.
Has your role changed from more so this offense than the area that you ran at Texas Tech?
Yeah, you know, just me being a young guy, you know, coming in early, just learning my role right now. So that's things kind of changed, you know. You know, we have other guys around surrounding us that are great players as well. So, you know, just being able to know my role.
Do you have a certain route that is your go-to to know that you're going to be able to beat a corner? Especially a young guy like Duke Dawson, you probably could face, I guess, in the nickel.
Yeah, you know, there's tons of routes you run, but, you know, there's not one in specific. So, you know, whatever it's called, you know, that's what I'll run.
Do you feel ready to cut it loose? Do you think you're all the way back now?
You know, that's something, you know, I'm just still working on right now. So,
what's an area of improvement that you're looking on getting?
Just better route running ability and things of that nature. You know, just getting better with connection with Deshaun as well.
Being a rookie, you need to get some downtime, kind of just relax afterwards after long days. What's something that you do to kind of calm down?
Just play a game here and there or something like that. Watch some film, just things like that. You know, just stay in tune to the game, playing and things.
Favorite
like
video game?
I'll probably say 2K.
2K?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a player that you always like to play with their team?
No, not really. I like to play with them a lot, I guess.
Is it nice having kind of a connection with Wes being here as a kind of secondary coach? You also went to Tech and have that kind of build?
Yeah, you know, like I said, he worked me out for my workout. So, you know, just have him here with the tight ends and, you know, helping us out, you know, it's really good to have him.
All right, there he goes, Kiki Cutie and Cole Thompson on Texans Talk. That's why you got to listen to this podcast, is because Cole gets in there and he talks to these guys. He's in the locker room. And that's what really makes this whole operation special. But everybody that is a writer over at Texans Wire, they're folks that you want to pay attention to. I don't know if you know. I think that we lead the league in what do we lead the league in? In British writers on Texans Wire. I don't think that you knew that, but we do. We actually do. We have Anthony Wood, and we also, who else do we have? We have Harry Latham Coyle. So there you go. So those are two guys that are on the Texans Wire. But then you want to read everybody on the Texans Wire. Harry Latham Coyle, Anthony Wood, John Fuentes, Donovan James, Cole Thompson, and Chris Knowles. These are the guys that comprise the Texans Wire. And you want to check out their work. Check out mine. Over on the Texans Wire. Give us a follow as well at the Texans Wire on Twitter, and you can find us on Facebook, the Texans Wire on Facebook. So those are ways that you can keep up with what's going on. This podcast, we're going to have one each week. It's going to be consistent. We're going to talk with folks inside the locker room. We are really looking forward to another season of Houston Texans football. Can you believe this? The 17th year of Texans football. And, you know, I'm so glad that they brought football back to the Bayou City. It should have never gone away, and we don't have to go there in this particular episode. But it's nice for Houston to have a football franchise again. And we want to thank the Houston Texans Public Relations Department for helping make our jobs easier. We want to thank them for that. You know, it's no wonder that they win the awards from the Pro Football Writers of America for best PR team. No wonder. So we want to thank them. We want to thank you, our listeners, and we can't wait. It's almost here. Sunday, September the 9th, 2018, noon central on CBS. We will have football, the Houston Texans, and the New England Patriots. This is Mark Lane. This is Texans Talk. So there it is.